Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. Well, welcome back to Now Playing 2021. We are calling this version of Now Playing the Streaming Edition. And the main idea of this series is every story points to the story. And this week, we're looking at the musical Hamilton. The main theme that underlines the whole production is building a legacy that will stand the test of time. Hamilton spends his whole life seeking to leave a mark. He rises up from poverty to become one of the founding fathers of the United States. He is, in the end, remembered for what he did. And while he left a legacy for what he did as a founding father, his personal legacy isn't as easy to determine. In our world, I think, you know, we're tempted to be somebody, right? We're told you can be somebody. You can be somebody in the public square. You can succeed. And sometimes we seek to succeed no matter the cost in business and work and our career, no matter the cost to our personal lives or whatever it takes. Not that success is bad, right? It's not. But we're sometimes led to believe that if we're succeeding publicly, then we're succeeding in every area of life. But as the musical portrays, at the height of Hamilton's public success, his marriage was privately suffering. And last week, we looked at the beginning of Joshua's leadership of God's people. And today, I want us to look at what the end looked like for him. Joshua, at the end of his life, says, "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord," he's speaking to the children of Israel, "choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers that you served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And this verse, I think, really sums up Joshua's legacy. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was a great leader of God's people. And we even see that here. He's leading, right? But we also see that he's even more of a leader of his own household, of his own family. His legacy was not just his public leadership, but his private leadership. Not just what he did for his country, but what he did for his family. And if I'm honest, I've spent a ton of energy, time, and resources over the years trying to be somebody. I've craved platforms and positions that would help me feel like, hey, I've really accomplished something. And there was a time that I did this at the expense of the people that matter most to me in my life, and that was my family. But lately, I've really been thinking about legacy. And it's a song lyric by a guy named Andy Gullihorn that's bringing this even closer to home. It says, "I could be nobody as long as I'm someone to you." And here's the conclusion I'm coming to. If I could have all the success in the world at my job and the public sector, right? But if I'm nobody to my kids and to my wife, then I'm not a success, right? I'm a failure. If my legacy is one of robust achievements at my work, which I'm not boasting that it is, or even that it will be, but if my legacy is the robust achievements at my work, but I'm not leaving a legacy with my family, then I've missed my first and foremost priority in life. Again, work is important. Succeeding in life and business are good things. But I want, at the end of my life, to make sure that I succeeded at the most important things. And right now, that feels like being a great dad and a faithful husband. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. I hope that you'll come back later this week for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, help us to keep the main thing the main thing. Help us to be nobody in some areas of our life so that we can be somebody in the most important areas of our life. Help us to be willing to lose in some areas in order to win in others. Use us to leave a legacy where it matters most. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to reveal to your heart what kind of legacy you would leave if your life ended today.